Today is Monday, September 8th. The time is 3:22. This is the time and place for the Public Art and Community Design Committee's Education Subcommittee. I'll begin with a roll call to establish quorum. Adrienne Ackerman.
Here.
Leanne Hernandez.
Here.
Brandon Varela.
Here.
Thank you. And we have a quorum. The next item on the agenda is introduction of guests and attendees. My name is Sadie Shaw. I am the Public Art and Community Design Administrator for the Arts Foundation.
My name is Adrienne Ackerman, and I am the mayoral appointee for the PACD committee.
I'm Leanne Hernandez, and I am the I was appointed by Ward 1.
I am Brandon Varela, the director and curator of the Old Pasco Museum, and I was appointed by the Arts Foundation.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is review and vote on the July 14th, 2025 Education Subcommittee meeting minutes. I've sent the minutes to the committee members for their review. I can also share them on my screen if you all would like.
Don't need it.
Okay. Any suggested revisions or edits?
Yeah, I don't know what page number it is, but just above item 5, upcoming public art projects, it says Ms. Ackerman asked if staff could send the subcommittee members if they would send them all of the organizations and contacts. I don't know if that sentence just kind of got jumbled up a little bit.
Ms. Ackerman asked if staff reached out to other boards. Is
No,
it
it's right above number 5. It says Ms. Ackerman
already?
asked if staff could send the subcommittee members if they would send them all of the organizations and contacts.
Oh, I see. So I'll just revise it. Ms. Ackerman asked if staff could send the subcommittee members all of the organizations and contacts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that is what happened. Thank you.
Of course.
Any other revisions?
Looks fine to me.
I didn't notice anything else.
Okay. With that, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Leanne, second by Adrienne. I'll do a roll call. Adrienne Ackerman.
Approved.
Leanne Hernandez.
Approved.
Brandon Varela.
Approved.
And the minutes were approved unanimously. Thank you. Let me put the agenda again. Okay, so.
And Sadie, I just have a like a procedural question.
Of course.
If there's stuff on the minutes that I had, like if there's like discussion in the minutes that we maybe didn't completely resolve or I had questions about, but there's not an item for it on this agenda, would I save that for requests for future agenda items to discuss?
Yes. And if it's related to an item in a way, you can bring it up, if we didn't touch base on it or if we need to agendize it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda is Arts Foundation communication strategy. It's an ongoing item that was requested by the committee to discuss and review the Arts Foundation's communication strategy for public art opportunities and upcoming requests for qualifications. I sent you all an Excel file. With some of the stakeholders that we touched base on already. I also got some context to add from Brandon. Right now, I think I mentioned this at our last meeting, the Arts Foundation is in the process of onboarding a new person to our communications team, Gia Delpino. And so we're a little bit in flux with our comms team, hence them not being able to attend today. But with that, I'll open it up to questions about this item, and if there's any other context that you would like us to add to the stakeholder Excel sheet, please let me know.
Sadie, yeah, I did have a question. Did the with Marisela and Elijah, I'm not sure if anyone had reached out to them, but I was just wondering to see if everything went good with that. Because I know that Marisela was talking about a portal that the tribal members use, and I think they were thinking about getting into contact with someone for the Arts Foundation, just on any I guess calls that go out that pertain to tribal members or anything like that.
I'm not sure if anyone has contacted them yet. I
Okay.
forwarded your contact list to the comms team. I'll circle back and let Gia know about it too. Maybe she can facilitate that connection. And if it's okay, I'd like to include you on that email.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was just because I wasn't, I guess it's a new system that they have
Okay.
for any like calls or any opportunities that come up and everything. So I wasn't sure about that and how that would work, but I'm pretty sure we can get it all settled out and then for any future opportunities and whatnot.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brandon, for following up on that and for providing more contacts for this list. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. The people that I spoke with, they're excited about it. Just to get, you know, the word out for more pieces, including inclusive to Yaqui artists. So it was nice to get on the list.
That's great. I guess I'm wondering if this is the list that we want to share with the rest of the PACD members. Like, I know we had talked about maybe taking the contact list to the PACD committee members and asking folks to, like, having an agenda item where we ask folks to brainstorm about other contacts or organizations or listservs that we could include. And if we still wanted to suggest that, if we still wanted to take action with that, I know we had the discussion about not opening it up to too many channels, because we don't want to go from like 30 to 100 applications per project, but we are still trying to circle the square about making sure that we are reaching the hardest to reach communities. And so I'm wondering if with that lens, we want to take this to our peers on the committee and ask for to like help us fill in the gaps, if that's still a desire.
I think that's a great idea. I'm not sure if we want to actually make it public, like, you know, share a screen with it just because of some of the issues that we have been having with, you know, negative correspondence. But I think there is an opportunity to get the greater PACD to just provide any context that they may want us to add to our email list, whether at the meeting or remotely. But I can certainly float that idea to Chairman Glock and then Leanne. You can feel free to weigh in on that as well as
Okay.
chair.
Yeah, and I think like maybe there's a way of thinking about it in terms of represented voices in the contacts as well. Like I'm not sure if we have if any of these organizations are particularly focused on youth or incarcerated community members or queer community members, and like just trying to also make sure that we have beyond just like place-based contacts, like also those identity-based contacts.
Yeah, that's a great point. Leanne?
Hi, sorry about that. Yeah, I mean, I think also it'll be really great once we're able to speak with the marketing team, because this I guess I want to make sure I understand. This list is beyond what is already in the database for the Arts Foundation to do outreach around. Is that accurate, or that's what I
Yeah, there's
remember, right?
certainly a lot more context, like in our newsletter, things like that. This was just kind of hyper-focused, more regional, and organization-based. But yeah, our greater newsletter is, I mean, I believe it's in the thousands.
So yeah, I just want to make sure that, we can be a good partner with the marketing team as well to help to kind of amplify. And just, I guess I'm just thinking also about the fact that the region, right, is south of the Gila River. And so, just thinking about there's a lot of different little communities and counties for that matter, that we could also reach out to. So just, I don't know. I'm just kind of like keeping this all in mind.
Yeah. And we do say south of the Gila River, but we do serve still up a bit above it because I believe the tribal nation that butts against the Gila River, it's above and below, and so we do still serve a bit above it.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I will just say thank you because I know I had asked to see these in more of a list than how they were presented in like the presentation to us, and it's a lot easier for me to digest in this way, so I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you all for your patience with us, and I'll try at our next meeting to have one of the communications team's members to maybe go in more depth about this communication strategy, if they're available, and if that's the will of the subcommittee to have this on a future agenda. Any other comments or questions about this item?
I guess just looking at the notes from our last conversation, I know that Leanne had asked about contacts at the Pima County Health Department hospitals on tribal land and Intertribal Committee out of Phoenix. Arizona Local First as a community advisor, and so just curious if in addition to who Brandon was adding and reached out to, if those folks were also reached out to or added.
I don't believe they were. I will reach out to the health department at our meeting on Monday and see if they have any contacts for the rural hospitals that we can tap into.
Yeah, I think that is just a really good suggestion because, there's so much focus and so much grant funding around like arts and health. Or at least, there used to be. Who knows now? But
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. And I'll move on to the next item, upcoming public art projects, ongoing discussion and review of upcoming public art projects and opportunities. that will be promoted over the next year by the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona. Will Wynn was not able to attend our meeting today, so I'm going to do my best to fill in for him. But basically what we discussed at our last meeting is the upcoming opportunities. Let me pull up his director's report. So we have the Morris K. Udall Park RFQ that is still currently open, that closes later this month on the 18th. If you remember, that was the RFQ that I believe it was the inclusive playground. And we have one more RFQ launch this calendar year in November. That's going to be one of the Thrive in the 05 projects, it's a three projects with Thrive, the Tucson House, Sugar Hill on Stone, and Amazon Flats. These are pretty unique projects. One is a mural. The Sugar Hill on Stone is a couple murals on the new apartment complex, as well as a large vinyl piece inside. There will also be a vinyl piece in the Tucson House and a call for like curatorial work. And then the Amazon Flats, I believe, is another mural. Those are the upcoming projects that we'll be launching this year.
Great, thank you.
Of course. Any questions or comments about these upcoming projects? Feel free to check out our social media to see how we launched the Udall Park RFQ. If you'd like to share it, we have it there. And if you have any suggestions about, you know, how we can activate the subcommittee or the PAC-DC. I know at our last meeting, I believe we had some talk about like sending press releases to everyone or a kit. Let me know if there's further direction on that.
Yeah, I think that was that's the kind of like unresolved topic that I was hoping we could bring back to an agenda. And maybe, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, friends. But like, you can see it under our discussion around it under item 5 on the minutes.
Yeah.
But we were talking about like this topic and upcoming opportunities like being a standing topic for the main PACD meeting. And I know that Wilwyn wasn't so much in favor of that, but I really appreciated, Leanne, when you were suggesting like that this could be like a trust building and engagement, like giving folks a something to really sink their teeth into.
Yeah.
Opportunity in the meetings. And I guess it was my impression that Wilwyn was going to kind of like talk to and Sadie, you two were maybe going to like bring it back to the Arts Foundation staff and see what folks thought, and maybe to Leanne and Jim. But I don't know if those conversations happened or if you have any other thoughts on it, Leanne. I just think like it would be really cool to have in our big meetings.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that this is exactly the kind of like on the ground work that the committee members would be energized by. I don't want to, you know, we don't want to get in the way of the staff being able to do the work, but I think that, you know, taking folks along on the ride. And if, even if we just tried it with the Udall, with the Udall expanse, you know, proposal, call for proposals, maybe that would be a good experiment for us to run just to like keep the committee completely informed about what is happening with this one. And I bet like more people would show up to the unveiling and, you know, be able to amplify to their friends and family, as opposed to just, you know, coming in at the end and approving what the community said. I don't know, just that I think the more that we can keep folks engaged in the process along the way, the more excited they are to be able to participate fully as committee members. So thank you for that, Adrian. That was a nice prompt. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And I do think like, cause we do get like some updates on projects from the director's report and things like that. But, I guess just kind of circling back to our other conversation, and Brandon, please feel free to chime in if there's like, stuff that, you know, we missed or other thoughts you have. I do think like if we, I know it's kind of in conjunction with these informational kits and the contacts that we're going to flesh out. But if we had folks even like, it wouldn't, I don't feel like it would have to be a long agenda item. Like it could be like, here's what's going on. Here's the opportunities. How is every person going to show up to promote it in their networks? Or what are folks committing to? Like in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to promote X, Y, and Z in this way. And then we could come back to it at the next meeting and see, did it make a difference? How do we feel about it? Like, I don't know, something along those lines.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Just having those, just like, Leanne said, having more of the public in along that process and then engaging more will have, I mean, just from a past experience with some things, where people hadn't, you know, more information, not totally everything, but having the engagement there and then with the whole process as it comes in like to fruition or whatever, people get to see like the progress being made then and there, you know, more of a presence, if you will, on that and having them all there and everything. Sorry, I'm just piggybacking on what, Leon was saying.
Thank you all. So yeah, I don't believe Wilwin has, brought it up to anyone. I certainly did not at the last, PACTC planning meeting. And my apologies, but we can circle back and I can, ping Wilwin, so that, you know, perhaps at this upcoming PACTC meeting, he could direct the, PACTC, where to find the RFQ and ask them to promote it. Cause yeah, I mean, I know we bring up all the opportunities, but we don't necessarily make the ask of the committee to do the work of, you know, amplifying it to their networks. Is that what?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's at the end of the day, we are more than aware that there's a paid staff that this, you know, this does the work, but we like are, you know, volunteering and wanting to make that meaningful. And I think that this would go far to make it meaningful. Not just coming to the meetings, but actually being engaged in the process of getting the word out and making sure that we're doing our best to ensure that more people can participate and more ideas can come to the forefront. So anyway, I think it would be, it feels like low hanging fruit to me.
Yeah. And yeah. Maybe a happy medium is just asking Wilwin to put the links in the public art director's report. So it's just, you know, right there. People don't have to find them. It's already in their attachment.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think like, cause this is the whole reason for our subcommittee is the second line of like our specific duties, which is like conduct a program of community education for the public art program in conjunction with public art staff. And so I think we've been talking a lot about coming back to the committee and saying like, hey, we've been meeting as a subcommittee. Here are some recommendations that we have. And this can be, one of them. So one is like, we'd love to have an agenda item that, you know, allows us all to kind of like brainstorm and spitball, like, our additional contacts and organizations that opportunities should go out to. The other is for us to each start to take a little bit more responsibility when it comes to disseminating those opportunities ourselves. So with this next opportunity, we're suggesting that each committee member commit to, you know, sending it to anywhere between one and three contacts. And like, how do y'all feel about that? And getting folks to weigh in, because maybe we're thinking it would energize folks, but we're also the folks that sign up for a subcommittee. So maybe it's a type
That's
of thing.
True. That's a good point.
But I think it's worth the discussion. And I know I would venture to guess I'm not alone in feeling like I wish this role came with like doing more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you all for going above and beyond for this meeting. And, you know, if you would like me to have the education subcommittee have a standing item in our regular PAC-DC meeting, we can certainly do that or do it every other month.
I think that would be great. We should at least be reporting back, but at most be having these conversations. So I think a study item would be great.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Any other thoughts on the public art projects that are upcoming? Okay, hearing none. We'll move on to the next item, item six, informational kit for PAC-DC members. Ongoing discussion and review of current outreach material for PAC-DC members and discuss opportunities to create new materials to promote public art opportunities, grants, and other information to the greater community. I sent you all the 2025 PAC-DC member handbook that was approved in May. This is what we send to all incoming PAC-DC members. Let me know if you want me to share my screen or if you're good and have it pulled up. Basically, it's, you know, information about what PAC-DC is, information about open meeting law, agendas, minutes, action items, like a bit about panel service, stuff about each of the programs, like percent for public art, donations, roster, maintenance, relocation, deaccession. One thing that we added that's greatly different from the version from a couple years ago was we added some frequently asked questions about, you know, speaking to people and like receiving correspondence that, you know, you may not want, things like that. These are all in response to questions that we have been getting frequently from PAC-DC members. And so we wanted to make sure that we included that in this new member handbook. We also include information about conflict of interest. We have links to the boards, committees, and commissions website, the open meeting law website, and a couple other places that we link to often. Oops, sorry about that sound.
Yeah, this looks really great, Sadie. Thank you so much to you and the staff. I mean, I think this is going to be such a huge, huge help to future and current, you know, members. So this is great.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Just going through the questions here, and they are, it's very, very informative. It's good to have too.
Yeah, I'm glad that we've updated it because it's a lot more comprehensive than the earlier version. We haven't yet sent this new version to all of the members who have already been in service. I'll talk to Wilwin about maybe just sending it as an update because I know we kind of talked about it like a year or more ago. And maybe having like an item on the PAC-DC agenda about serving on the PAC-DC. But yeah.
I think it might be nice to, like, I really do love how it's expanded in so many ways. And I think one of the number one questions that I have had time and again, and I've seen other members of PACD have, is like, what exactly does it mean to contribute to the public art plan? And there's like somewhat conflicting verbiage in like what it seems our role is and then what our role actually gets to be.
Right.
And I think I've addressed this in a couple other meetings. I think most recently when we were approving the public art plan, and I feel it kind of led to believe that I couldn't really make a suggested change on verbiage, and then later went through and looked and looks to me like really we could and should as the PAC-D committee. So I think maybe just like, even if it's a table of like what you can do, what you can't do, like what your purview is, what it is not, so that it's crystal clear and we're all on the same page about it, would be really helpful in this. Specifically in the section around like the City of Tucson Public Art Program.
Good point. I'll bring that up with the team.
Clarify a lot, Adrian. I agree. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. And great catch, because I don't think there's anything about that particular AD requirement in this handbook. So, yeah, I think clarifying it for when it does happen at our meeting would be important.
Thanks, Sadie. Thanks, Leanne. Appreciate it. Yeah, it looks like under the, on page 10, there is like reference to the AD, but I think that's like really where we get tripped up the most is like what exactly our purview is and what it is not when it comes to the public art program.
Yeah. And then for additional context, when we do have a new PAC-DC members, I send them this handbook. I link them to the ADs. I send them the open meeting law handbook and also chapter 7 of the open meeting law handbook, which is required reading for PAC-DC members. And yeah, so I hope people are reviewing it, but yeah, we should probably state it explicitly, what the, cause it's not that like, you know, in the public art plan is maybe 2 or 3 pages and it can be condensed pretty easily.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like, I so appreciate that you send all those materials, but I feel like I read those materials like 4 or 5 times and I still.
Yeah.
End up suggesting things and then find out, oh, that's not in our purview. And I'm like, wait, how did I misunderstand this so supremely? And also it would just be great because I think we're often getting the same, maybe similar answers, but like worded slightly differently. So if we had it in this like manual that spelled out exactly, you know, what is within our purview and what is not as it pertains to that, then I think we could always refer back to that in plain language.
Right. Okay. Well, I will, I'll bring that up with the team and maybe, I don't know, maybe instead of revising this, we can just create a whole new document. I don't know. It took a long time to get this revised. But yeah, I think it's important that people understand the stipulations of PAC-DC as it pertains to the committee members and their roles and responsibilities. So
Yeah, Sydney, maybe, you know, if that's the case as far as the revision is concerned, maybe just adding an appendix to the existing document. You know what I mean? So you don't have to go through the revision process again. I don't know. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But you know what I'm saying? It's like definitely, I think that it's a good suggestion because that's the brass tacks at the end of the day is, you know, yeah, we have to basically understand how we can work Robert's rules. But at the end of the day, this, you know, what is the thing that we can do as committee members? That feels really important.
And maybe that's something we can work on as a committee. Like I can draft up something and have Wilwyn review it, and then maybe we can present it, just do a back and forth here and then try to get it added to these things. Because, you know, this item is all about information kits for the PAC-DC. And I believe it's an ongoing agenda item. So, you know, we'll be talking about it at our next meeting. So I can get started on that if that's one of the requests from the committee.
Yeah, I think, do we need to make a formal movement for that or motion for that? Sorry.
You may, it is a study action item, so.
Okay, great. Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Adrian, for you know, refining that and bringing it up again. I think that that's a really important thing that we can contribute for sure.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Any other thoughts or comments or motions?
I guess I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just unclear as to like what the motion would need to, like, it's already an item that will be brought back. Are we moving to create that clarifying either appendix or additional document or additional phrasing?
Whatever you think would be best, whether it's a separate document or adding to the existing one.
Okay.
I think if it's possible for the appendix, that would be better because you did say that it was a lot of work getting that revised, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and I don't know if like adding an appendix would count as a revision. So I think what I would like to move is that that Arts Foundation staff in cooperation or conjunction with the PAC-D committee members create a table with plain language that delineates what is within PAC-D members' purview as it pertains to the arts plan and what is not, and that it just be like in whatever way is the easiest for Arts Foundation staff to produce and to include with our member packets and orientation materials. That's a really long motion.
Okay, got it all.
Okay. Basically just whatever works for y'all, I think. And I love the idea of us being able to weigh in to make sure it's clear enough.
Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you. Okay, there's a motion by Adrian, a second by Brandon. Any more discussion?
I think the only end of the discussion that I would have is that as close to a single page, the better. You know?
Yeah.
But we keep it as short and tight as possible.
Okay. Any other comments or questions or discussion? Okay. I'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Brendan Varela?
Approve.
Thank you, and it's been approved unanimously. Alrighty, call to the audience. Members of the public must sign up to speak. This is a time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members due to the constraints. There's only 15 minutes allocated for this item. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion, members of the public may respond to a, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who have addressed the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. There are no comments that have been signed up for or emailed to us.
Is it? Oh, sorry, Leanne.
Request. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I guess I was just curious, like, is it possible for us to move this section up to the top of our meetings like we do in the big PACD meetings so that if we ever do, the rare event that we ever do get a guest, they can go first?
Yeah, I will. Let me put that in my notes. Okay. Next item is request for future meeting, future agenda items. Any requests?
I don't think so. I think we covered, because the kind of conversation around what we can and cannot bring to PACD in terms of both the contact lists as well as the desire to have the ongoing, like the standing item for kind of like PACD committee member personal responsibilities. Those are both things that will either be discussed with Arts Foundation staff or with the agenda setting committee, right? Like those aren't things that we need to bring back here until we hear back from those folks.
Yeah, I mean, we'll, since they're standing items, we'll discuss them at the next one, but I'll do my best to notify Willen so he can, you know, request that at our upcoming meeting and see if we can just, you know, address it also at the new meeting that we schedule.
I think the only other thing that I wanted to say was I want to make sure that we do have a request into the, you know, to Jim and I for the, when we're planning out the agenda for the next PACD meeting in general, that we have a standing item where it's a report back from the subcommittee. I don't know if we have that on the agenda, but I would like to request that if we don't.
Okay. Yeah, my apologies for not putting that on our September meeting, but yeah, I'll make a note to have a standing item at the regular PACDC meeting for an update for the subcommittee.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Of course. And with that being said, you know, I guess this is out of order, so I won't bring that up, but there is a portion where you can potentially talk about the subcommittee meeting at the committee member activity reports.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other items for a future agenda?
Not for me.
Yes, I have nothing as well.
Okay. Alrighty. With that, it is 4:07 and this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, everyone. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. Bye.